Okay, morning all. I declare the meeting open at 10:03. Welcome along, councillors. Announcement of visitors is nil. Disclaimer notices is nil. Although I will add there we do have a two citizenships, which we'll be doing them at 11 o'clock. Public question time, 4.1, responses to public, or responses to previous public questions taken on notice. Nil. 4.2, public question time. Nil. Announcement from the presiding member, just a couple of quick ones. First one was the opening of the safe house in Leonora a week or so ago, last week, which has been on our radar for a couple of years, thanks to the Leonora Safer Working Committee and those who put funding towards it, including the state. We had the Minister for Child Protection and Family Domestics and Minister Tsiolkovsky come up for the day, so that was great. And I think from all report, unfortunately I couldn't be there, but I'd like to thank Deputy President Ross Norrie for saying a few words. I believe there was 40 or 50 people there, which was a great outcome, so well done. Also, just moving forward, this Thursday we've got Minister Punch, who will be here for the launch of Cato's language app, or CD I believe it is. Also, we'll have the opportunity there to talk to him about water issues. And next Tuesday, we have visitors in our federal member for O'Connor in Rick Wilson, along with the opposition leader in Basil Zemplis in the state, and Neil Thompson. They'll be passing through. We've got an hour or so to have a bit of a chat with them, which is great to see. And also, we did have a couple of weeks ago, prior to the regional road group meeting, myself and Ty met with Superintendent Kate Collins in Kalgoorlie in regards to some of the activities that have been happening around Leonora. The report's there, and we're of understanding that there was we're still a few short police officers in Leonora, but that's now been fulfilled to the quota that we have here. But certainly made note of the concerns from our public that is struggling to get through to Kalgoorlie and other places in regards to phone calls, etc. The 1400 number, which is the one that goes straight through to Perth, is the one they want you to ring on. Unfortunately, if they're already tied up with another issue or incident, then they can't answer the phone. So certainly that's the number to call, and then they will make the appropriate calls back to the local police here. So, and also just on top of that, which I can add, our security cameras that were in the main street, which are going to be at some upgrades to there, but also allow for that security filmage to go straight through to Kalgoorlie as it now goes to the local police station. So that'll be a really good thing, which gets monitored down there 24/7. So that was pretty good outcome at the end of the day. As I said, regional road group meeting, attended that, and also the GVROC meeting, which was in Esperance. So yeah, pretty busy month. And the Golden Quest Discovery Trail AGM was held on the 8th of the 4th, and pretty very good outcomes there with lots of interest, and going to make sure that we get the trail back up and running. This input of some funding there from state government through Ellie Kent, which is going to do a lot of the signage and upgrades of the road along the way, and all the way from Coolgardie through to Menzies, Leonora and Laverton. So, okay. Right, moving right along. 6, record of attendance. That apology, 6.2, nil. Leave of applications for leave of absence, 6.3.
Nil.
And 6.4, approve leave of absence. Seven point one, declaration of financial interests. Nil. 7.2, declaration of proximity interests. It's nil. And 7.3, declaration of impartiality interests. Nil, nil. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Draft motions that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 17th of March 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Have a mover and a seconder on those, please. Councillor Sprigg de Santos. And a seconder, Councillor Norrie. Those in favour?
Yes.
Thanks, Alex. That's everyone. Thank you. I must note just that Councillor Alex Taylor is on Zoom today. Okay. Presentations. 9.1, 2, 3 and 4. Petitions, presentations, deputations, delegates, reports. Nope. Key. 10.1, reports of the Audit and Risk Improvement Committees, which is nil. 10.2, Chief Executive Officer. 10.2A, proposed Shire Leonora Communications Strategy. President, CEO, Ty.
Thank you, Mr. President. Really like to introduce the draft or proposed communication strategy to Council. This document is very much about setting out our timeframes and how we deal with our external stakeholders, particularly. It really defines the ways we communicate with the community, sets out some sort of parameters for that. So for argument's sake, it has in there that the CEO will write to the Council once a month with an email update and then provide another update at Council 2 weeks later. So every 2 weeks or so, there'll be a regular update coming through from the CEO. And it just highlights a little bit there about how that might look from a template point of view. It also mentions in there the Tower Street Times and formalises the Tower Street Times as a Council document or Council project, if you like, and the fact, you know, what we'll put in there about events, community, some information. Probably the biggest thing that I would draw Council's attention to is the response protocol chart. So it really just sets out the timeframes that we will respond back to the public. So for argument's sake, someone rings up, we'll get back to them within 2 days, and that then just allows us to make sure the most appropriate staff member there is present and able to respond, and gives them a little bit of time, hopefully, to get a bit of information about that call so they can provide a good response. General inquiries by emails, 3 business days, letters, 10 business days, and then a little bit of media inquiry. It also sets out some guidance there, should we be in an incident, about how it sets out some templates and roles and responsibilities and clarity for that. And it also stipulates that we don't respond to social media posts as well. I'm happy to take questions.
Thank you. Questions, councillors? Councillor Sprigg de Santos. Yep.
Through the chair, I just have a question regarding the Tower Street Times. Though it is a Shire communication tool, just clarifying that the public can have events and articles published in the Tower Street Times?
Yes, through the chair, absolutely, Councillor. Look, definitely it is, and then we'll just make sure that article is attributed to that person, and it's not attributed to the Shire would be the only stipulation for that. I understand that we did have one last month in regards to the cemetery as well. By one of our residents as well. So, no, 100%, it'll be a public document for community to participate in.
Thank you. Any more questions, councillors? Thanks, Ty. Okay, the recommendation there for the proposed Shire Leonora communication strategy is that Council adopt by absolute majority The update, the policy, sorry. Just making sure I've got the right one. My apologies.
Page 14.
Go back one. Okay, apologies on that. I was reading the wrong recommendation. So the recommendation for 10.2A proposed Shire Leonora communication strategy is that council adopt the public communication strategy as presented. Can I move for a second on that? Councillor Sprigg de Santos and Councillor Harris. Those in favour?
Yes.
Thank you. Flipped over too many pages. Okay, thanks, Ty. Moving right along to 10.3A, Manager of Business Services, 10.3A, Amendment to the Purchasing Policy Panel. Kiara.
Thank you. So this is just to adjust our purchasing policy to include provision for us to go out and seek panel representatives for tasks like our electrical repairs, plumbing, the small tasks that add up to quite a high amount over a long bit of time. Also allows us to get a list of costs directly from those suppliers so that we can streamline our purchasing process a bit and still meet our compliance requirements. At the moment, our purchasing policy does not include any panel options, so this is just the first step towards ensuring we can go through and utilise a panel for some of those small suppliers as opposed to getting the multiple quotes every time we go out for maintenance and things.
Okay, thank you. Councillors, questions? So this is basically adding more suppliers to the panel. We'll get the panel. So that it's generally we can utilise across the board a lot more than as normal.
Yeah, through the chair, it does allow a lot more flexibility to the administration in regards to engaging people to deliver services. So it allows that panel that the Shire team can go pick from with predetermined rates and obligations, and also significantly reduces administration burden on some of our smaller local businesses,
yep.
Having to put in for quotes and quite often when likely not going to get the job anyway.
So the pricing structure is there already.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, questions, councillors?
Is there a time pass?
Councillor Nadeau?
Is there a time frame on setting up the panels? Have you sort of looked at a time frame?
So I haven't had my response back from Walga yet with how to go through the panel process. I believe it's similar to our tender process where we go out for advertisement and then the potential people put in their rates. The contract can't go over 3 years, I believe. It should be specified in the policy. So you have to review it annually, but then you can't have the same panel members without going out for another process over that period. I think that's everything there. So we will be seeking further advice from Walga once this policy is adopted to actually go through how the panel process will be going forward. And we'll have to keep council informed on what the results are from that.
Any further questions? Okay, there be no further questions in regards to agenda item 10.3A, Amendment of Purchasing Policy Panels, recommendation that council adopt by absolute majority the update policy of A2.6, Purchasing Policy for Inclusion in the Shire of Leonora Policy Manual. Have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Nardone, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour?
Yes.
Thank you. That's everyone. Okay, 10.3B, monthly financial statement for the March end 2026. Kiara. Anything Thank you'd like you. To add there?
Yep. This is just, so this is, sorry, the budget estimates, the budget detailed in the monthly financial statements are from our March budget review. So they've been updated from what our council adopted last meeting. So those final figures are the end figures for what the budget for 2526 is based on that review figure and not our original budget that was adopted. We've updated it all since.
Good job. Thank you. Questions, councillors? Any questions in regards to the monthly financial statements for March? Okay, let me know. Yes, Councillor Norrie.
Just on the graphs on page 13, and the uptick in capital revenue, that was just the sale of the assets.
So the uptick in capital revenue was the sale of assets. And I'm sorry for not mentioning it earlier. We have also actioned our reserve transfers per the budget review. So the shifting out of our muni into our reserves and vice versa for some of those projects.
Thank you, Ms. Yar. Any further questions, councillors? There have been no further questions in regards to 10.3B, the monthly financial statement, March in 26. The recommendation there is that council adopt the monthly financial statement for the month end 31st of March 2026, consisting of A, B and C, corporation report, statement of financial activity and material variance report 31 of March 26. Have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Nardone, thank you. Those in favour?
Yes.
That's everyone, thank you. Ten point 3C, accounts for payment, March 2026. Anything you'd like to add there, Kiara?
Just that the format of the report has been adjusted slightly, or not format, sorry, the content.
Yes.
Specifically detailing that the credit card transactions at point one could possibly end up being repeated in the direct bank transactions each month, just because the credit cards need to be shown separately in this report. So that value of the credit card statements will either be in this month's direct bank transactions or the following month's direct bank transactions. It just means the total in that first line of the background of the 1.2 million shouldn't be sequentially added up together to figure out what our annual expenditure is. You should always use the monthly financials for that. Just some clarification in there so that there's no confusion.
Thank you. Any questions, councillors, in regards to the accounts for payment? Okay, there being no further questions in regards to 10.3C, which accounts for payment March 2026. The recommendation the council accepts the accounts for payment as detailed. Credit card transaction March 2026 totaling $18,480.01. Direct bank transactions totaling $78,597. Three is batch payments totaling $870,118.13. And four is payroll payment from pay period ending 16th of the 3rd, 26th to the 29th of the 3rd, 26th, totaling $327,252.12. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please, for the accounts for payment? Councillor Harris, thank you. Seconder? Councillor Nardone, thank you. Those in favour?
Yes.
Thank you. That's everyone. Thanks, Kiara. Okay, moving right along now to 10.4, Manager of Community Services, 10.4A, which is sale of land, unpaid rates, 97 Otterburn Street. Alex?
Yep. So this is a continuation of the process started from the October 2025 Council meeting. So we've gone through the process of skip tracing, trying to identify alternate contact details for the property owner. We've been unable to identify the property owner or their contact details. So now, following advice from McLeod's lawyers, they've considered that and decided that we should look at going through this process further and looking at seizing the land and using those proceeds from the sale of that land to pay off the rates, which currently stands at $4,058.95, with the last payment of those rates made on August 2015.
Okay, so 11 years ago. That's a vacant block, correct?
Yeah, so that one's a vacant block on Otterburn Street.
Thank you. Councillors, questions? Nope, we've been through that. Pretty straightforward. Okay, recommendation there in regards to the sale of land of unpaid rates of 97 Otterburn Street. Council, or the recommendation, the council... rely on section 6.682B of the Local Government Act of 1995 WA, proceeding in accordance with section 6.641B on the basis that after making reasonable attempts to locate the owner of the land, it has been unable to do so. Accordingly, the Shire will proceed with the seizure of the sale of property located at 97 Otterburn Street, Leonora, in accordance with the provisions of the Act of the Act was scheduled 6.3. Provisions of the Act and Schedule 6.3. So I have a mover and a seconder, please. Thank you. Sorry. Councillor Cottrell. Seconder. Councillor Norrie. Those in favour?
Yes.
That's everyone. Thank you. Okay, 10.4B, same again, the sale of land, unpaid rates, and 43 Tower Street. Manager of Community Services, Alex Baxter.
Yeah, so this is the similar process that started in October 2025, with the rates outstanding on this one being $4,710.57. The lawyers have again advised us that following their attempts to contact the owner, they've been unsuccessful. And to proceed through the seizure and sale of the land. This property hasn't had any payment since August of 2013 and is also a vacant block.
Thank you. Questions, councillors? Yep. Councillor Norrie?
I know it's not relating to this 10.4B, but does that mean that 81 Gawler Street has been paid?
Not at this stage, no. We've had contact with the owner.
Okay. Recommendation there in regards to agenda item 10.4B, sale of land, unpaid rates, 43 Tower Street, is council rely on section 6.682B of the Local Government Act 1995, proceeding in accordance with section 6.641B. On the basis that after making reasonable attempts to locate the owner of the land, it has been unable to do so. Accordingly, the Shire will proceed with the seizure of sale of the property located at 43 Tower Street, Leonora, in accordance with the provisions of the Act and Schedule 6.3. A mover. Councillor Harris, thank you. Councillor Sprigg de Santos, second. Thank you. Everyone, those in favour?
Yes.
Thank you. That's everyone. Thank you. And one more for you, Alex, 10.4C. Memorandum of Understanding Golden Quest Discovery Trail.
Yeah. As Pete said, the AGM for the Golden Quest Discovery Trail was held early this month, and it is continuing, and they've got some big plans for this year. As such, they've sent through a memorandum of understanding for the Shire of Leonora to sign to ensure that our partnership with the Golden Kester Travel Trail continues. And as part of that MOU, there is a contribution to the association of $11,500 plus GST to support their operational and promotional development functions of the association going forward.
Thank you, Alex. Any questions, councillors, in regards to 10.4C? Councillor Norrie.
Just a typo on terms of reference. Golden Quest Travel Trail, page 86.
Thank you for that. Any just further questions?
Just a note that I did read.
Thank you. Note taken. Any further questions? Okay. Agenda item 10.4C, Memorandum of Understanding of the Golden Quest Discovery Trail, the recommendation, one, that Council approves the Memorandum of Understanding between the Shire Leonora and the Golden Quest Discovery Trail Association, Inc., for the continued promotion, management and development of the Golden Quest Discovery Trail. Two, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to execute the Memorandum of Understanding on behalf of the Shire Leonora in accordance with Section 9.49A of the Local Government Act 95. And three, endorses the annual financial contribution of $11,500 plus GST for the 25-26 financial year. Have a mover, please. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Nardone, thank you. Those in favour?
Yes.
Thank you. That's everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Alex. 10.5, Environmental Health Officers Reports. Neil? 10.6, Elected Members Reports. Neil? 11, motions of which previous notices have been given. 12, questions from members without notice. Nil, nil. 13, new business of urgent nature introduced by the decision of the meeting. 13.1, elected members. 13.2, officers.
Yep.
Nothing? 14, meeting closed to the public. 14.1, minutes of which the meeting may be closed to the public. And it's 14.1A. Don't need a mover and seconder, that would be right.
To move up, yeah, to
okay.
Move beyond closed doors.
Okay, so can I have a mover and seconder that we move beyond closed doors, please? Councillor Sprig de Santos, thank you. Councillor Harris, thank you. Those in favour?
Yes.
Thank you, that's everyone. Time is 10:31. Reopen the meeting to the public. Harris and Councillor Taylor, all in favour? Thank you.
Yes.
14.2, public reading resolution that may be made public.
Just have to read the resolution out.
Which is the agenda, the recommendation. Recommendation 1, accepts that the tender submitted by Catalyst IT, provisions of management IT, ICT services for a fixed period of 3 years at an annual cost of $159,600, excludes GST. 2, notes the officers do not recommend extension options to ensure that Shire can reassess service delivery arrangement following a stabilisation of the ICT environment. Note 3, the recommendation tender represents the best value for money outcome having regard to the whole of life cost, governance, maturity, services, reliance and risk reduction identified through the audit regulation 17 review and ICT review, and that was passed full council. Thank you. Okay, next one, 15, State Council agenda. That State Council meeting, this is Friday, no, it's not. That's the, it's our GVROC meeting for the State Council. Next meeting is set down for May 19th. May 19th.
Sorry, Mr. President, we're just confirmed.
Reconfirmed? Confirmed. Thank you. Meeting closed at 10:46. Thank you, everybody.